Let's go back to the Truett Insurance and Bonding Hotline.
Yes, absolutely. We've got Julie Mobley.
Hello, Julie.
With Gemstone Consulting. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing fantastic. How are you guys?
Oh, man. We're excited to be around, and hopefully everybody's listening to us this morning.
Oh, that's exactly right. Yes. How are you this morning?
I have to say, you guys, wonderful. You guys were cracking me up this morning talking about the axe throwing.
Oh, yeah.
I think a lot of us would be in big trouble if we went back to the barbarian-type warfare.
Holy cow, man. That was that was tougher than it looked, unless you were Joanne, by the way.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Now I'm terrified to be around her.
Yeah, most of us would be calling timeouts, yeah. Right? Picking up the axe to try again. I mean, yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
Need a lot of mulligans. Well, what's going on in the land of Gemstone Consulting?
Well, I'm glad you asked. Lots of fun stuff. Gemstone Consulting is a business that I started about a year ago, and it's Gemstone with a J,
yes.
Which is an acronym for my name, Julie E. Mobley, and then the rest of it, the stone, is the services that I offer, speaking, training, organizational development, and so forth. And so primarily, I am a speaker, I speak at events, but I also do leadership coaching and development.
Okay. How did you get into that? I know, like, I think your background is in healthcare. Did you just decide you enjoy this, or how did that work?
Well, it's kind of an interesting story. Yes, I am in healthcare. I've been in healthcare for over 20 years, and currently I'm the practice administrator for Coleman Internal Medicine, and that's just a fancy way of saying that I'm responsible for the oversight of all the practice functions. So I tell people I just drive the bus, and sometimes I'm the mechanic, but I have a fantastic leadership team and management team that they're the engine and the transmission and the drive shaft and all the things that make the bus go. So that's what I do. That's my day job, my full-time job. But really, it's been a reflection of my journey, my personal journey, and the way my growth has progressed through the years. And I want to share some of those things with other people. I was extremely blessed to grow up in a Christian home with parents who instilled a good work ethic in us. They taught my brother and I to work heartily as unto the Lord. So every job I've had, I've tried to find ways that I can improve things or make things better. I've always had a passion for trying to improve things that I do and in the lives of other people. And the problem with that is I've had to learn a lot of things the hard way.
Sure.
And so now I want to share some of the things that I've learned in business to try to help other people and other business. You know, they always say that you are best positioned to serve the person you once were.
Yes.
And like I said, my own professional journey and the struggles that I've faced is really what motivated me to try to help other people. And my personal mission statement is that I want to see the value in others and add value to them. But
you know, it's interesting. I think of that, and it makes me think. A lot of times, people go through a difficult time, and one of the obvious questions is, "Why God?" Right? Why? And one of the brilliant answers that God provides in His Word in 2 Corinthians, it starts out, "Blessed be the God of all comfort," right? Who comforts us in any affliction. But there's a really important phrase, so that we can be the ones to comfort others, basically in the same affliction. So you go through that storm, and here God qualifies you to be the strong oak for the next person who goes through that storm. So kudos for you for basically building a business platform off of that concept.
That is so beautiful, yes. Thank you for sharing that. And, you know, it really began, I guess, several years ago. I had an opportunity to work as a volunteer mentoring other young women in business. And it was so fulfilling to me just to watch them grow as leaders and learn to overcome the things that I have struggled with myself, things like a fixed mindset or limiting beliefs and how to manage expectations. You know, I have 10 bosses with 10 different sets of expectations and different priorities. And so learning to navigate those kinds of things in a business setting can be challenging. And even practical things like time management tips and just watching those young women in their journeys and being able to help contribute was so rewarding. I thought, you know, I really want to do more of this. But the real catalyst came about 3 years ago when I was attending a half-day workshop, and it was phenomenal. I learned a lot, met a lot of fantastic people. And I remember coming home that day, and I sat down. I have a daughter who's now 27, but at the time I was telling her about it. I was all excited, and I said, That's what I want to be when I grow up. I want to be able to teach classes like that and speak to organizations and add value in that way.
Yeah.
And she said, she just looked at me and said, Mom, you should be doing that now. You would be fantastic at that. So that's really what got me to thinking. And so in, I guess, probably November or December of 2022, I decided to start writing a book on leadership challenges.
Oh, wow.
And so I've been working on that about almost a year and a half and hope to publish this year. That's my goal for the year. And then I became involved with the John Maxwell team and got some further training and speaking and coaching. And that whole process of writing my book and just sharing my experience with and my mission with people has naturally led to more speaking engagements. And I've been a speaker for years, but it's mostly been more in the healthcare settings, educational type talks. And this has opened doors for me to be able to share more things about my passion for personal growth and development. And I've found ways that I can leverage that in businesses to help businesses grow stronger teams.
That's great. Folks, you're listening to Truett News Radio. We are on the air with Julie Mobley with Jem Stone. That's J-E-M, Stone Consulting, and also an author. That's, listen, Julie, as people are listening to this and maybe they're intrigued by what you could offer them, how could people get in touch with you?
So the best way to get in touch with me is to go to my website, which is www.juliemobley.com. Or you can email me at julie@juliemobley.com. I'm also active on LinkedIn and Facebook. And if you go to my website, it has links to my social media. So that's the easiest way. But the reason this is so important right now is because Alabama came out with the State of the Workforce report recently. You may have heard about that. But the labor participation rate right now is 57%.
Yep.
Our worker shortage here in Alabama is 5.6%, but it's expected to get as high as 7% by 2035.
Wow.
The problem is there are not enough people to fill the jobs.
Yeah.
So what does that mean for us in business? It means that we've got to figure out, number one, how to keep the people that we currently have.
Sure.
And when we get new people, how to keep them. And so there are lots of information, lots of studies on why people leave. And the biggest reason, except for the baby boomers generation, is work-life balance.
Oh.
And it's hard when you're a business that's already shorthanded to offer flexible scheduling and things like that. So you have to really get creative. But the second most common reason is a toxic work environment.
Sure.
And those are clearly actionable ways that we can make a difference as business leaders.
Right.
And I'd love to be able to come into organizations and speak to your group or conduct a half-day workshop, because we can teach people how to be better communicators. We can teach people how to be able to connect with one another at a deeper level. And really, it's all about connection. That's the biggest problem in most businesses and in life in general, is rooted in communication. Somebody misunderstood what I said or didn't have clear instructions. And we're so dependent on, you know, chatting and texting and email that we've really lost the art of communication and connection.
Wow, that's a fact. Yeah.
Well, you know, one of the things I love about all of this, it's kind of the theme of the day, I guess. I love these stories too, where, I mean, it's not like you started out at you know, 20 saying, I'm going to, you know, be a professional coach and speaker and all this. It's something that you found over time that that you're good at and you know, love to do, and you've made this part of your life. And kind of like Jill and Bryce, I mean, they were doing something else, and now they're, you know, beverage moguls. It's amazing what people get into, and you know, all of it is a learning process. And nobody really knows these things. You have to learn about them as you go, and I think it's great that you're out trying to help other people, you know, kind of find it and hone it in on what they're good at.
Yeah.
Well, that's my passion, is being able to accomplish that very thing.
I have a plan for you, says the Lord, right? So we're the ones that think we have the plan, and he's the one who ultimately unwinds his own itinerary. But yeah, I just love how you're, you know, out there wanting to help all these other folks. And I love, too, how you nailed these problems within the workplace ultimately boil down to communication.
Yeah, absolutely. Julie, let me tell you, we're about to have to run, but let me ask you real quick before we let you go, like, how far of an area do you travel around helping people and all of that?
I'll go anywhere. I'm actually applying as a speaker for as far away as Denver. So I'll go anywhere to speak, but locally, I live in Jasper, but I work in Coleman, so really anywhere in Alabama, I can travel pretty easily within a short notice even.
Okay. I've been to that Denver place.
Yeah, you're familiar anyway.
Nice.
Well, hey, thanks so much for coming on with us, and we may pick your brain a little bit going forward on topics we can hit and all of that, but have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Yeah, thanks so much,
Julie. Thanks, guys.
All right, see ya.
Absolutely. That's Julie Mobley with Gemstone Consulting.